Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Chrissy. So, do you guys like kids or not? I have to admit that I am not a person who favors kids, because sometimes they're a little bit, just a teeny weeny bit annoying when they're on the MRT and they're shouting and stuff like that, and I do have to confess that I have more patience to pets, such as dogs and cats, than to kids, you know, and somehow there's nothing I can do with it. So today we have a video from the School of Life, and it's called The Horrors of Children, and I personally can strongly relate, and I don't know if you guys could too. So let's take a look at today's sentence. We've bought into the idea that all the problems people might have from their childhoods come down to the fact that their parents were mean or neglectful. Be nice to your kids, psychologists tell us, and all will be well. But that's turned out to be pretty misleading. We've bought into an idea that all the problems people might have from their childhoods come down to the fact that their parents were mean or neglectful. Be nice to your kids, psychologists tell us, and all will be well. But that's turned out to be pretty misleading. 那么就像来看第一个字呢是 fact，fact 呢指的是事实的意思，它的 a 是发 a 的音 ，ct 都是发轻轻的 k，fact，fact。 那英文里面有一句话呢，叫做 "Feelings aren't facts"， 什么叫做感受不是事实呢？这边就是提醒大家呢，不要太感情用事，因为你所感受到的呢，不一定就是事实就这么是如此。所以也就是提醒大家，在感情判断事情之前呢，要先理性的厘清事实的真相。正面来看是 mean。 Mean 呢是坏的意思，然后它的 ea 是发长音 e 的音。喜欢 Taylor Swift 的人就会知道，他有一首歌叫做 Mean。那这首歌就是写给那些批评他的人，就是 They're all just mean。他们都是心地很坏的那种感觉。那有一种也可以来形容人是这种比较尖酸刻刻的这样子。 或者可能小时候兄妹两个人吵架，就会问说 Why are you so mean to your brother？ 你为什么对你的哥哥这么坏？ 再我们来看是 neglectful 呢指的是疏忽的，它的重音在 lec 的地方 ，neg 这边是 neglectful， 它这边有一些 gl 呢跟 ct 好像有点难发，我们来看是 neglectful， 是疏忽的，因为它的名词原形跟动词呢是 neglect。 Neglect 指的是忽视或者是忽略，那这边都有一种比较不小心的感觉，就是无意中忽视这样子，跟 overlook 的用法比较像。那如果要讲刻意忽略呢，不予理会，就是用下面这个 ignore 这个字 ，ignore 不予理会。举例来说呢 ，that kid has been yelling for candies, but his mom intentionally ignored him。 他那个小孩呢大吵大叫想要吃糖果，可是妈妈呢刻意不予理会，就是他完全不想理他。那他的名词呢就是 ignorance， 他的 n o 是发短音 e 的音，然后 r n c 也是短音 e， ignorance 指的是无知的意思。 那这个无知呢，是甚至有点到一个狂妄，就是他虽然无知，可是他根本不认为自己无知的这种感觉，他跟这种 naive 比较幼稚啊，或者比较天真的一种想法是不一样的。那我们可以说，his ignorance will be his greatest task in life， 他的这种狂妄自大的无知呢，会是他人生中最重要的课题。最后我们来看是 misleading，misleading 呢是指使人误解的。 因为lead 呢有指带领的意思，那你带错人这种感觉就是 misleading， 就是指使人误解的。那它跟 misunderstanding 呢都一样，指的是误解的意思。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. We've bought into the idea that all the problems people might have from their childhoods come down to the fact that their parents were mean or neglectful. Be nice to your kids, psychologists tell us, and all will be well. But that's turned out to be pretty misleading. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!